T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Maybe you're still going strong with your New Year's resolution to get healthier, to get fitter, to eat better, to lose some weight.
Maybe you're struggling.
Maybe you're struggling, or maybe you're just trying to kick those tires again and restart.
Or you're a coaster.
People are always looking for those diet fads that are going to help. It's Team PXY on 98PXY. It's Corey James and Breezy.
And I am one of those lookers.
You are. And I got to be honest, Breeze. This seems like a form of torture to me.
I don't know
how you're doing it. Not something I'd ever put myself through. But I'm sure, as we know, Team PXY mantra, you're never alone. There are others listening who have gone the route of fasting.
Intermittent fasting.
Yeah, so explain the difference between just fasting and intermittent fasting. It's for a certain amount of time.
Yeah, so it's a 16-hour stretch.
Okay.
And the difference between that is because you just have a block of time that you kind of rope off for you to not eat.
So for
and
you,
fasting,
it's...
you can go days fasting.
Right.
Some people do it for religion. Other people do it for, every other day they fast. But honestly, it hasn't been that hard. And the idea of torture that you keep bringing up
seems awful.
I really haven't had that effect quite yet.
So for you, it's what, 8 o'clock at night until noon?
8 o'clock at night, I stop eating and then I can start eating again at noon the next day.
So what's the science behind this? Is this really effective? Again, if you have tried this, I would love to know if it worked for you or if it didn't work.
So I actually talked to one of my trainers out at a gym that I go to in Victor, and because I wanted to make sure it was safe. I didn't want to just start. Because I've heard a lot of people have done it before, and I've heard they've had great results. And I was like, I used to fast in high school, believe it or not. I used to go like Tuesday, Thursdays, I wouldn't eat. Because I read a book on it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Again, seems terrible.
So, yeah, that was not fun. But I asked my fitness coach about it, and she was like, it's actually pretty good for your body. It kind
really?
Of
really how so
it flushes out the toxins and it gives your body a chance to like re-kickstart.
Well,
what about
if you just don't put toxins in the first place? I don't know. Like,
but that's what I'm struggling with. So that's something that I wanted to like kind of gain self-control with.
Okay.
And
this is really going to the extreme to gain the self-control. By the way,
I just don't have it, Corey. It's not there, and that's something that I struggle with. Like willpower.
I feel you.
Never matter. But I don't know. It really hasn't been that hard because sometimes when I feel as if I eat breakfast, especially because we wake up so early for the show, 4 or 5 o'clock, I find myself hungrier. So I kickstart my metabolism.
Okay.
And then I'm like, I eat maybe at 7 o'clock and then I'm starving by 9 o'clock. And I'm like, okay, I literally just ate 2 hours ago. Chill out. But the intermittent fasting, so far, so good. I'm going on day 4 right now, and I know a lot of people have been looking at me when I tell them that I'm intermittent fasting. They're like, you're crazy. I could never do that.
I couldn't.
But, and I know you said earlier, like when we opened up talking about this, that this is a fad. I really don't want it to be a fad. I want to kind of make it like a lifestyle thing. I don't want to like do it for a couple months, then stop.
Yeah.
Like,
well, that's the problem, right?
That's
why not just this, but really any kind of fad, for lack of a better term,
right,
is ineffective because sure, it might work for a little bit, but once you fall off, then everything comes back, right? That's the problem usually.
I want to get so used to it to the point where I'm like, I don't even really think about it. Because I have an app on my phone right now that like counts down.
You have a countdown?
That would
kill me. I would stare at it and it would be like when you were in class as a kid, staring at the clock and time just seemed to go on forever. Yeah, I don't know. I've been living vicariously through you watching this whole fasting thing. And there was a day, was it Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
It was Tuesday.
The second day.
Our friends from Tops came through and dropped off all this delicious food, including these heart-shaped pizzas. And that's
like five.
That's the torture part.
They came at like 10.
Yeah.
So I still had 2 hours to go.
And just to see how you reacted, like you were like smelling it and putting your face in the box.
Drooling.
Like it was.
Yeah. It was not great.
How?
It was not great. But I held strong and I had a one piece at noon. So
okay, because that's the thing too with this whole fasting thing. You can't just like binge and go crazy.
No.
Once your time is up, because that's what I would do for a fact.
And to be honest, the hardest part isn't even waiting till noon. It's stopping at 8. Yeah. That's the hardest part for
me. Really? Yes. I figured that would be the easiest because you eat dinner at like a normal time and then you're
good,
right?
I don't know. I feel like people can relate to this.
Is it just
when
snacking?
I say,
it's
like,
the snacking, isn't
you're
it?
Bored.
And
you're watching a show and you're like, oh, I could have some popcorn.
Yes.
Especially me. I'm a popcorn addict.
Yeah, it's a problem for you. Let's grab this. 222-9800. Molly's on the phone with us right now. Good morning, Molly.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. So you're an intermittent faster as well?
Yes, I am.
Follow
I've been
faster.
On and off for years.
For years, okay. And you found it to be an effective technique.
Yeah, I do. And it's super healthy for you. Fasting and intermittent fasting actually dates back all the way to the Egyptians. It's really, really good for your health. And it's something that I think more people need to try and really give it a try, not only for your digestive system, but just overall for your health.
Yeah.
And it really gives you a lot of energy. And it just is a really, really great way to restart your system and also... If you're looking to fast, it's a great way to kind of go into the fasting step.
Ease into it, yeah.
As opposed to just going
a really
for a full day or whatever.
And you're just like not eating.
Here's my question, and this is for both of you, I guess. And it's funny because I've got some info on this coming up in the feed here in a little bit. But how do you deal with the hanger? That's my, like, seriously, it's not even a joke.
I definitely think you need to approach it the right way. And
it's mindset.
And you have to kind of look at your eating habits.
Right.
When do you eat most in the day and what are your timelines? If you go into it saying, okay, I'm going to only eat from noon to 8 p.m. each day when you love breakfast, that's obviously not a smart way to do it.
Sure.
You kind of think about, all right, I'm going to eat from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. You kind of have to look at what your eating habits are and where you like to eat, what kind of food you like to eat, and where you eat most during the day. And that's where you have to start.
Although
always have to do the 16-8 rule. You can start more with a 10 and 14.
And work
you
your way
really
up, sure.
It. And I've also gone down to a point where I've done 20 and 4, and you only eat 4 hours out of the day. So you can really do it however you want and try to get down to, you know, a window where it works for you. I love breakfast, but I also don't like to eat right when I wake up during the day. So you can really start. I kind of do a window where I only eat from 2 to 6 every day.
Well, Molly,
as
I've said multiple times on the show, you don't need to let the time of day control what you eat. So you can eat breakfast anytime.
Exactly.
Of day. So
yeah,
that.
I eat breakfast all day.
So, Molly, you still fast to this day?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Cool.
And you found it to be effective.
And you said you've been doing this for years.
Yeah, I'm a really big advocate for fasting and intermittent fasting. I think that everybody should probably do an actual juice fast or a fast in general every month or once every 3 months to really give your digestive system a break. Mm. It's not really good for your digestive system to constantly be breaking down fiber. You really have to just give it a break and let it rest so your body can rejuvenate and really just take a break from breaking down fiber and really just start over.
I'm telling you.
Constantly to be eating food and breaking stuff down all the time really is detrimental. And that's why you see a ton of, you know, diseases like colon disease and all this stuff and really people with gut problems and they really just don't see it as, oh, it's what you're putting in your body and you have food in your body nonstop all the time. So I think intermittent fasting really should grow and become more popular and people really need to start looking into it as a way to really rejuvenate and restart their bodies.
Well, rejuvenate and restart right after Turks and Caicos.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my body needs a break.
Great timing.
Vacation, a fast is a really great way to do it.
Yeah.
After you go on vacation, a fast is a great way to restart.
Lots of toxins to flush out. Molly, thank you for the phone call and all the information. Appreciate it.
Of course. You're very welcome.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. Well, this is certainly something we're going to be following. Do you think you're going to be able to stick with it, Breeze?
I think so. I'm going to try my hardest.
That's the goal. Should I tell you that you can't do it, so then you're going to be stubborn, and that is going to give you an extra piece of motivation?
Absolutely. Okay. If you tell me I can't do something, I want to do it that much
There's
more,
no way you're going to keep doing this fasting. Also, there's no way you're going to give me $100.
Corey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.